You're listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show for Tuesday, November 7th. 117 million Americans older than 18 are unmarried, divorced, or widowed, accounting for about 46% of the U.S. population. I mean, almost half the population is not married. So why is it hard for people to find somebody to marry in this day we're living in right now?
Well, I'm just going to say from a woman's perspective, women are not willing to put up with the crap that other women were willing to put up with.
Wow. And name a couple of things that on your mind that you think that my mother, my grandmother, and my aunts and them put up with that you ain't going to put up with.
I don't have to say like my grandmother or my aunts, because this is not specifically geared towards them. But a lot of women don't want to be dominated. Mm-hmm. A lot of women don't want to be abused. A lot of women don't just want to accept anything. They're not going to accept cheating. They're not. It's just so many different factors that they're not willing to put up with anymore.
I got it. I just realized listening to you. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's that mouth of the modern day black woman is what's keeping people from getting married. Because, see, our mothers and grandmothers did not talk back to our grandfathers like y'all do. You know, y'all challenge men. Y'all want to have the pants on with these brothers. And you try to, you know, the black woman of today, you're into punking black men. You get off on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's all y'all do. I mean, yeah. You in my ear. You in my mouth. You ain't do this. You ain't got that. Where the money? You ain't got enough money. Blah, blah, blah.
That's what your mother did to your father?
No, my mother never talked to my daddy like that. Neither my grandmother. Mm-hmm. I never seen them going back and forth with the men back in the day. They didn't do that.
They didn't do what?
They might have talked back in the room, but they never, like, you got, you know, shaking their head and doing.
Well, you know what? Your mother should have talked back to your dad. She should have talked back to your father. Your father was somewhere holding up a sign trying to fix people's cars and air conditioners for extra money. She should have told your father to go to that Goldsboro pickle plant and get a real job. Your daddy should have picked a pack of pickled peppers.
So 888-370-9390, 888-370-9390. Sean and I having a good conversation about why half the U.S. population is not married. 46%. That makes it 117 million people that are not married. And I said, why can't we find anybody to marry? And speaking from a man's perspective, I think a lot of men just don't want to deal with the communication style of today's woman. Y'all just too disrespectful. You challenging a man for his manhood, you know. And I like independence and stuff like that, but I'm like, come on now. Y'all, I mean, what kind of raising did you get from your mothers?
So now you know you're going too far, right?
No, I ain't going far enough.
So now I'm getting ready to hit you. I'm not even going to address what you just said, but I'm getting ready to hit you. A woman is not willing to accept what other women were willing to accept. Women have their own education. They make their own money. They have their own job. They don't have to be subjected to a man's abuse. So that's my perspective on it.
But Steve,
all this stuff about a woman has a lot of mouth. You know what I'm saying? What you mean a lot of mouth?
But I see it a lot. I just see a lot of disrespect in the black community of women with their wigs on and the eyelashes.
And them long claw
fingernails.
What makes you think that a woman can't talk back to a man?
I mean, a woman should not talk disrespectfully to her man. If that's your man, then you should want.
And a man should not talk disrespectfully
and that's true.
To his
and that,
woman.
That is true. If that's your woman and that's your man, y'all should be lifting each other up when y'all speak to one another.
Right.
But to challenge your man on his manhood, well, we ain't going to do it like that. I'm like, what you mean? We ain't going to do it like that. We're not doing that. You're not making the decisions in this house by yourself. Who do you think you are?
BJ, what type of life do you live?
I'm the man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're stereotyping. You're talking about something that you see on TV. How many women and men you know live like that?
Man, look, this is why people are not married, because we have dysfunctional relationships because we don't know how to properly relate to the opposite sex.
There's many reasons why people learn
stuff from Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's why we dealing with each other like that. That's why everybody look the same.
Well, you need to learn something from Real Housewives of Atlanta, because all those men up there got money. Parents, please, if you can, go inside these classrooms and see what these teachers have to put up with. You will be amazed.
But Sean, you know, this is from home training. If your child is the type of person that would leave their house in the morning and go all the way across town and disrupt their classroom because they don't know how to act, that's a reflection on you as a parent. They do that at the house. They do that with you. You don't have no control over the mind of your child, that they don't have any kind of fear of the repercussions that would happen if my mama and daddy found out that I was acting like this. They'd tear me up.
So you're
raising Negroes in these households.
Okay, stop. First of all, it's not just black children misbehaving.
I'm talking about us.
I don't care what you're talking about. Don't, when you say that, you make it seem as if it's only black students misbehaving in schools.
I'm particularly focusing on black children, black youth.
You should focus on everybody.
No, I don't want to focus on everybody. I want to talk about our children.
You're trying to make black
because
students
we,
the face
because
of
we're pawns in the public school system. We need to take our children out of these school systems and create our own network of educational resources. How long are you going to keep your child in these schools and keep getting the same results?
Okay, so what are you doing? First, you say it's the parents' fault. Now you're saying it's the school's fault. Which one is it?
I need to have my child.
You went off on a tangent talking about if your child is the type of person that leaves your house and misbehaves somewhere else, then it's the parents' fault. Now you're saying we should take the kids out of the schools.
Yeah, we should take them out.
It's the parents' fault.
Listen.
Why should we take the kids out of the school?
We need to
blame in the school.
We need to have our children with us. They need to be with us every day. I don't know why so many people in the black community are opposed to homeschooling their children. If you're tired of, you know, what's going on in the classroom, the disruptions, why can't we just for the next couple of years just have our children to ourselves? They need to be with us every day. Peer pressure and, you know, you trying to go along to get along. You want to show off for this crowd and you weren't raised in this environment, but you're trying to prove to the cool, so-called cool kids that you down with them. You ain't no square. So you act other than yourself. Keep your children with you and raise them up right.
I mean, first of all, BJ, parents do have to work. They can't have their children with them every day. What you're saying is true to a certain extent, but it also, the onus also lies on the school, because the school should not allow this behavior to exist in the classroom. Why are these schools allowing this misbehavior to exist in the classroom?
Sean, you don't get it. You're missing the point.
It almost seems like it's a design.
Sean.
No child left behind is because they're all going to be left behind.
Sean.
Because why do you allow one student to disrupt the learning environment?
The child that I send out of my house, I created. Me and my wife created this child. I'm totally responsible for the way they are. The school does not have anything to do with that.
BJ, you contradicting
yourself.
No,
I'm saying you send them to these schools and you wonder why they turn out like they do, because you've given them over to a wild, undisciplined environment. A place that's undisciplined, there ain't no love, there's no nurturing. You don't have the knowledge of yourself. You learn about all this stupid stuff that don't matter. Keep your child with you and raise them and give them the education that you want them to have, and they'll turn out better.
Well, BJ, every parent cannot keep their child with them all day. Parents do have to work to support their children.
Well, somebody got to make a sacrifice. Somebody got, if you want a better product, If you want a better product than what you're looking at currently that's being produced out of the public school system, somebody is going to have to make a sacrifice.
It's like you think you're saying something profound. Most parents cannot sacrifice and stay home and homeschool their children every day. That means that's not even making any sense, BJ. They have to send their students to school for obvious reasons.
Real talk. It's the BJ Murphy Show.
So people are waking up in the United States as they look at the news and world events are now coming home. These large protests in all the major cities and small towns all across the country. People are watching the updates every day of people being murdered. 10,000 people over there in the Middle East and Palestine have been killed. 5,000 of them children. Our U.S. tax dollars are being used to send weapons. I didn't sign up for that. Did you? So America does have blood on its hands. And I guess in the next election, I guess you'll vote for who you think best represents your enlightened self-interest. Is it Trump? Because he's going to run. He's leading in a lot of polls. Man got 91 felonies. And he very well could be the next president. Biden is suffering in the polls because a lot of people are saying, man, I didn't elect you for this. So what's going to happen in 2024? What are you looking at that you may see that other people don't see? 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390. This world is in trouble. The United States is in trouble. Black people, we in trouble. And listen to this. When I'm looking at this stuff, I'm saying to myself, we are not justified in following any of this leadership that you're looking at. You're not justified in following people that you're looking at on television that are okay with casual killing of human beings. What are we gonna do?
The BJ Murphy Radio Show.